This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's the live Saturday edition. And as always, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away. So enjoy all those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Now, if you're new to this program, and you may be, depending on where you're living and what radio station you're listening to across the country, you may or may not be aware that we do a show during the week as well. This is not just a Saturday night show. It's a six-night-a-week program. And throughout the past week, many of our Saturday stations don't pick up our weekday show for various reasons. You know, we're the new kids on the block. It takes a while to get there. And anyway, so during the week, we've been covering this issue night after night after night, which is kind of unusual for Free Talk Live. I mean, Free Talk Live's kind of a, you know, freewheeling, open format show about anything.
Right. Where people can call in about anything, and generally we skip from topic to topic rather quickly.
And, you know, one night can be completely different from the next as far as the issues that are discussed on the program. But there has been a consistency recently, and there's been a darn good reason for it. We've been talking about National Service. Now, I don't know if you've heard about this National Service plan, but you might be hearing about it sometime within the next few months.
It sounds nice, doesn't it?
Service. Yeah, sure.
Nation.
I like
both of those things.
I don't like the nation.
Yeah,
but I like service. I like volunteering, and that's what they will tell you. If you talk to these people advocating national service, they will tell you that, oh, we're just in favor of volunteering. We just want to give people opportunities in which they can volunteer. And, well, okay. I mean, who is against opportunities to volunteer?
I don't want to see the poor people fed at the soup kitchen. I don't want poor kids to get help at the hospital. Who would want that, right?
Right. But when you listen to what they're saying, and you look at who's involved in this, I mean, for instance, both McCain and Obama are in favor of national service. That should be a clue right there that there's something screwy going on here. When you listen to the words that they use and you start to ask questions, and especially when you start digging for answers, things get kind of sinister with this whole national service idea. In fact, you dig around enough and you'll find out that, well, if it's all about volunteering, why are they calling it national service? I mean, no one I've ever known has ever called their volunteer work service. It's kind of a weird term. It's just different. And
civil servants use it. You know, when you were in the Army, you know, people would use that kind of term, service. When, you know, people do work for the government, they call it, or they do a political office, they'll call that service. Usually political office, not working for the government.
Yeah. And when they're going to help out some organization like, you know, Big Brothers, Big Sisters or whatever, mm-hmm. then they usually call it, oh, I'm volunteering at blah, 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 not mm-hmm. I'm serving at. When you hear the term service, you think maybe like the military mm-hmm. or something like that. And so you have to wonder, what's different about this? So you start poking around. You start asking questions. And then you find out that what's going on right now in this country is that several organizations, several corporations, including Time Magazine is really pushing the entire idea, have gathered together and are going to meet in person on September 11th this year.
What a surprise, September 11th.
Could be a coincidence, right?
No. I think that they're hearkening back to the fear.
That's true. They are meeting in New York City.
And they're, it's September 11th in New York City. What they want to do is they want to whip up that fervor that was going on, you know, in this nation for the, I'd say, 18 months, 2 years after September 11th. You know, people, I had a couple of flags on my car that would flap in the wind.
You had the flags?
Yeah, I had the flags. I like the flag. It's a good thing.
All right. So you look into it and you find out this organization called Service Nation is behind this big push to establish national service in America. Service Nation is a conglomerate organization made up of several different interest groups. Many of them are charitable groups. Many of them are kind of think tanky kind of groups, and many of them are the corporations that many of us do our shopping at every single day. In fact, one of those corporations is Target. And I like Target as a customer. I shop at Walmart and I shop at Target. You know, depending on where I am and what I'm doing.
Target's like home wares, I think is what they use for the terminology. The home wares are very trendy, and I like that.
They are.
And they often have, you know, deals that are comparable to what's going on at Walmart. There's other times when they're not even close, but, you know, you got to look around.
Right. There's a lot of good things you can say about Target.
Mm-hmm.
I've never one of the bad things you can say about Target is that they support national service. And what national service is slavery. It's the draft. It's conscription. It's taking American young people. Well, some people are saying it should be from 18 to 25, but the proposal on the table is 18 to 42.
Right. The National Service Act of 2009, as proposed by Representative Charles Rangel, is from 18 to 42.
Right. Which mandatory service of 2 years.
Is going to sound like a good idea to anybody, or, you know, not anybody, but a lot of people who are over the age of 42, that's going to sound like a pretty good idea. Oh, whip those kids into shape. They need discipline. And as though the government is the only, as though government's even capable a bit of giving someone discipline. I think that many people walked into the military without discipline and walked into the military without it and walked out with it. But I think that a lot of that had to do with
my first job helped me with discipline.
Yeah,
too.
I think that had a lot to do from going from 18 to 22. I matured in that time frame, and I don't think that I can necessarily credit my whereabouts or my job for maturing me. It was just me and the experiences I had at the time. I've heard people say that the military was terrible for them. And the question I'd ask is, if the military's so great, why'd you do 4 years and leave?
Oh, man, that's a great question. Well, this isn't just going to be the military, this national service thing.
Well,
it's a newer, kinder, gentler draft, see?
It a bit, but, you know, the way the proposal looks from Representative Rangel there, basically the government would get to choose, the bottom line, the government would get to choose where you went. You could say, I want to help poor people get fed in the barrio or whatever it is that you want to do, but you may or may not end up there. If the military is fighting yet another war on yet another front, I mean, we still have Iran and North Korea to attack.
Yeah, but Mark, that right there will kind of ruin their whole concept of national service.
You're speculating as to how it'll come out. No,
okay.
I'm not.
You're saying they could do this.
I'm quoting Charles Rangel. He said that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He said that the
way I see it, the government's going to assign people where they need them.
I thought he was talking about outside of the military, but. You know, you could be right about that.
I didn't get that context out of the quote, nor did I read the entire, transcript.
Well, it really all depends on who you read and what website you read.
Yep,
I mean,
yep.
You can read that you're talking about the National Service Act.
At this point, nothing's implemented.
Right. You're talking about the National Service Act, which is a piece of legislation that's on the table discussed.
Right. And it may or may not come through in the form that it's in.
Right.
And there's certainly people talking about other stuff, but what matters is the legislation as it goes through. And then you know that once the bureaucracy is in place, they do what they want.
That much we certainly know. But what they're proposing is different depending on what you read. And Service Nation is the main front group for all of this. Service Nation, from what I understand, does support the National Service Act. And there are organizations that are with Service Nation that definitely, explicitly on their websites support the National Service Act.
Which organizations are those?
Americans for National Service.
Okay.
Or for a National Service Act, I believe is what it's called. And so, you know, there are different ideas out there, so you have to be very careful when you're listening to these people, because one group will say one thing and the other group will say, oh, well, no, we don't want this to be mandatory. We want this to be voluntary. Because when you present this to them, you say, well, you're talking about this idea that forces young people in America to work for the government, some government bureaucracy, allegedly of their choosing, which is why they're calling it voluntary. See, these people are saying, oh, it's not mandatory. It's voluntary.
Well, you have to serve. It's mandatory that you serve. It is voluntary as to what you do.
Coming up, we're going to talk more about this. I want to hear from you on your thoughts about national service at 800-259-9231.
A lot of countries have this.
And we're going to talk to an employee, current employee of Target, about how he feels about this whole situation in moments. Free Talk Live.
Are you in the game? Your business has a website, but you could be losing a fortune in lost sales. Don't believe me? Try this test. Search for your product or service on Google, MSN, or Yahoo. If your website isn't listed in the top 10, you're not even on the field. People are searching for your product every day. Making sure they find your website before they find your competitor requires the skill of professionals like SEOP. If you've talked to so-called internet experts and you're skeptical, find out how businesses from Fortune 100s to startups drive more internet sales and higher profits thanks to SEOP. SEOP will drive customers to your website at a cost you can afford and get your website ranked in the top 10 on search engines guaranteed. Or they'll keep working until you get there at no cost.
Call SEOP now to learn more. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Life has changed. We're not 21 anymore. We have responsibilities. That's why there's Drinkin' Made Hangover Defense. Sure, we've done our share of partying.
Yeah, dude.
Now, kicking back with the neighbors and a few beers is more our style. But let's face it, as we get older, even that can leave us feeling run down the next morning. With Drinkin' Mate, you can have a few drinks tonight without waking up feeling like you had a few. Drinkin' Mate's patented and proven formula of guava leaf extract has antioxidants and other unique properties that help prevent the headache, queasy stomach, and dehydration even a few drinks can leave behind. Just dissolve one Drinkin' Mate in water and take it before bed. It's that easy. The next morning, bring on the responsibilities. Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense is available at retailers nationwide. Pick up some today. Remember your Drinkin' Mate and wake up feeling great.
In this age of advanced electronics, we have many new amazing technologies. Smartphones, intelligent credit cards, even cars that talk and park themselves. In 2004, John Wright Laboratories perfected the technology known as the Rife machine. The new JW Labs Model A is a compact, solid-state, battery-powered personal therapy device that's in a class by itself. Larger than a cell phone, smaller than a CD player, the Model A has power and accuracy that exceeds anything else that's available at any price, even for top professionals. Use it just 5 minutes as part of your daily hygiene to give you the edge against any past, present, or future pathogen with 99% reliability. Use it to gain control of the most serious forms of disease. The Model A comes with everything you need to get started, along with unlimited customer service and a lifetime replacement warranty. Act now, because the future is here today. Call 888-891-1122. That's 888-891-1122. Or visit jwlabs.com. That's jwlabs.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, this live Saturday edition of the program. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're free, including the bulletin board system. You can get interactive over there at bbs.freetalklive.com with over 375,000 posts. It's a lot to talk about. Go and enjoy it all on us free, by the way, at bbs.freetalklive.com.
If you're thinking about starting a business, here's a word of the wise. Incorporate at LegalZoom.com. Incorporation can help protect you against frivolous lawsuits that could wipe you out. LegalZoom.com is both fast and easy. They do all sorts of legal documents, not just for businesses. They do patents, wills, trademarks, LLCs. If you use code FTL, you'll save $10 off your order. That's LegalZoom.com. Code FTL.
We're talking about one of the most disturbing ideas that I think we've ever come across on this program, and we've been talking about this idea of national service, or national slavery, as it's more apt to be called, for years on Free Talk Live, and it's now really coming to a head with a bunch of corporations, including Time Magazine and Target, even Home Depot, getting to Coca-Cola, getting together to discuss this idea of national service and how to move the idea forward and turn it into some sort of legislation, passing it into law, so thereby forcing every young person in America between the ages of 18 and 42 to work for some government bureaucracy for 2 years. If you talk to these advocates of national service, and if there's any of them out there listening, we'd love to hear from you at 800-259-9231. They'll tell you, oh, no. This is voluntary. We just want to encourage and give people opportunities to volunteer. Well, wait, I've already got plenty of opportunities to volunteer. There are countless charities in the area in which I live, and most people also have charities in the areas in which they live. They could absolutely go out and find as many volunteer opportunities as they can possibly handle with all of their free time if they want to. So there's no shortage of opportunities. And why anyone would want to volunteer for some government bureaucracy, I really don't understand. But you could go and volunteer for a government bureaucracy today, I'm sure. And I'm going to turn down your labor, I don't imagine.
I mean, it depends on the, you know, there's certainly volunteer fire departments.
Right.
Those are quasi-government agencies.
Yeah, and some of the sheriff's department have kind of volunteer citizen
Posse.
Teams and stuff like that. You could go help the kids cross the street after school, stuff like that. So there's no shortage of opportunity. So what's different about this? The people that are in charge of these organizations, the Service Nation, again, will insist, oh, well, Service Nation even says on their website, which they apparently changed this week, from what I understand. It even makes it very clear that they only support voluntary national service. Once again, when you start digging around and finding out what they mean by their terms, you start to uncover what this is really all about. Now remember, when you ask a politician if the tax system in America is voluntary, he will say yes. And then he'll, you know, go through all kinds of verbal gymnastics in order to justify his position that taxes are somehow voluntary.
Right. They tell us taxes are voluntary. I don't know. I don't know who really thinks that's true.
Yeah, it's absurd. And it's just nuts to believe that that would be the case. It's clearly not voluntary because you're being coerced. You're being threatened with harm. You're being threatened with the
jail.
Loss of your what freedom you have in the form of jail if you don't go ahead and jump through their hoops. And that's what's going to happen with this so-called national service. They have made it – some of the organizations like the Americans for a National Service Act that are in a part of this Service Nation group, the major front group – say it real clear on their website. Voluntary national service means where you get to pick which government bureaucracy you work for. So you don't get to choose whether or not to work for the bureaucracy. You only get to choose which bureaucracy you work for. And that's why they're going to say, oh, this isn't the draft. This isn't the draft. See, you can pick which bureaucracy you work for. See, that's a big selling point, Mark, and I don't think they're going to back away from that, at least in the beginning. I think in the beginning they will let people pick, you know, which bureaucracy they work for, as though that somehow negates the fact that this is slavery. So with all that in mind, let's go to the phone calls here. I want to hear from somebody who supports national service, because we haven't heard from a single national service supporter here at all this week. But in the meantime, we're going to go to the guest line and talk to Jermaine Justice, who is an employee of Target. Target, one of the main sponsors behind this National Service Act, one of the big groups that's pushing this idea. And we found your blog online, Jermaine, and it was refreshing. It was great to hear somebody speaking out that's within this organization, and you want to get answers from the organization, from the bosses over there at Target. I think, like us, you have not yet gotten these answers, but I want to welcome you to Free Talk Live. Jermaine, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you very much for having me on.
Well, it's great to have you here because you are somebody who, as I said, is inside this organization. You're standing up. You're speaking out against this national slavery idea. And, of course, I reached out to you to bring you on the program, and when I did that, I found out you're already a listener to Free Talk Live, which I guess shouldn't have surprised me based on the way that you were saying things on your blog. You sound like a very principled, pro-liberty young man, and I think it's really excellent what it is that you're doing here. What spurred you into action on this issue, Jermaine?
Well, the story goes, I'm actually on a leave of absence right now because I'm in the middle of a transfer from a store. I just moved from Western Pennsylvania back to Eastern Pennsylvania. And while I was driving and moving some stuff, I was listening to Free Talk Live, and I heard about this issue. And when Target came up, I kind of had to double take on that because it's kind of shocking that the company I work for is going into the supporting of national service.
Well, yeah, because Target likes to position itself as really community-friendly, and they give money to local organizations. That's like 5% of their profits goes to the local area community.
Yeah, and they love doing that, and, you know, they're very community-based, very, community-friendly. They donate tons of money.
And, you know, I think that's, Jermaine, I think that's exactly the reason how they would have gotten duped. And I believe that they're duped in this one, but I also believe that they're now stuck because, they've gotten onto this national service thing, listening to them say that it's voluntary service. Who doesn't support voluntary service on its face? We've looked into it deeper, and it's, in fact, mandatory service, and you get to volunteer for what sort of mandatory service you want. But if they try to back out, then they're all the people out there that want to draft, and there's not just a few. There are plenty of people in this nation that want to draft. I'd say somewhere in the neighborhood of 20-30%.
Sadly.
Those people are going to be upset, and the people that say, but you don't want to support volunteering in your community?
Yeah.
I thought Target was all about that. We're going to boycott. So they're going to get
really,
they're getting
really
boycotted
no
one way or the
PR
other.
Part of it.
What's that?
There's really no winning for them in the PR part of it because so many people would be in favor of national service.
Yeah, I have to agree.
So what is it that you're going to do as an employee of Target to help start conversations about this and perhaps maybe even get an answer from these Target people? Because, Mark, you called earlier this week the Target people. They did call you back yesterday, but then you returned their call. It was early in the day, and they didn't get back to you. So it does sound like they may call us back at some point to give us some sort of answers, but we have not yet actually gotten a point of clarification from Target as to if they understand that they are supporting the idea of conscription and slavery. So how is it that you plan to play out on this?
Well, for the most part, I think I'm going to do the same thing Mark is doing in the way of finding some higher up, talking to some of the management, and maybe even have them discuss at their meeting to get some answers for me. Maybe give out some reading material to fellow coworkers or team members, as we call them at work.
Hang on. I'm going to bring you back. We'll continue this discussion here in moments, and you can call in and talk about national service or whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Every week, thousands of violent crimes are committed. Don't let yourself become a statistic. Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com has great news for outdoor enthusiasts. Now you can protect yourself against possible animal attacks with safe, humane animal repellents, featuring Counter Assault Bear Deterrent and Mace Brand Animal Repellent. Enter radio in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to gasfreedom.info to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car.
During the month of August,
visit gasfreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info. That's gasfreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program, and you can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you for accessing their sites and give ours away. So enjoy that at freetalklive.com. And by the way, that includes archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, as you have done if you only get the show on Saturday nights on your local stations, go click and download right there from the front page and enjoy on us at freetalklive.com. Do you want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers? Well, innerknobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs and pulls for every taste and budget. Save 10% on your order if you use the code FTL at checkout. That's innerknobs.com. Use code FTL to save 10%. InterKnobs.com, or just see their banner at our website, freetalklive.com. 800-259-9231. Back to Jermaine Justice, who, is that your real name, Jermaine?
Yes, it is.
That's an awesome name to
have. I get a lot of, hey, it sounds like a superhero name to me, and, you know, whatever, I guess.
Yeah, well, as far as I'm concerned, you are pretty heroic in what it is that you're doing. You have stood up against this idea of national service when so many people are going to really rain on your parade. They're going to really look down on you for coming out against this because they believe that national service is voluntary. And in point of fact, it's not. Even what they call voluntary national service isn't really it's not really voluntary because the only thing that you get to choose is which bureaucracy that you're forced into working for. And again, this is we're talking about everyone in America from 18 to 42 being forced to work for some government agency for 2 years of their lives. That's the idea that's on the table, and that's one of the things that your employer, Target, has come out in favor of. Now, we don't believe that Target understands what it is that they've done. We don't believe that they really quite get it. And so there's no boycott yet of Target,
But
no,
there might
I'm
be.
Not going.
But well,
I personally not.
I want an answer first. I want to know what they have to say for themselves on this, and I want them to retract their support for this Service Nation organization publicly. And if they don't, then the boycott is
calling for a boycott. I'm just not going to Target right now.
After they make it clear and they don't retract, then I will call for a boycott. I think that's the appropriate time, and I think at that point we then need to talk to, you know, Coca-Cola and Home Depot and get their positions and, you know, boycott as many of these places as possible. And you're going to be trying to go through the, I guess, the internal channels there at Target as an employee. Perhaps you may get an answer faster than we will. I mean, they apparently weren't that interested in returning the phone calls of a nationally syndicated radio program, so maybe you'll have better luck as an employee, and you're going to find out how they feel, and we're going to talk about all this within the coming weeks on Free Talk Live. In fact, you've told me, Jermaine, that you plan on continuing to call the show and update us on what's going on.
Yes, I will. Actually, and I've even done a few things already, even though I haven't gone to my new Target place yet. I've actually went to the it's an employee-based message board, mm-hmm. and I've posted this this topic on there to just to get, you know, people's reactions and see what they say. And these people either don't care or don't see the problem, or don't see the link. And it's kind of interesting to see their, you know, they don't really care. They don't see the big deal.
Well, it's kind of that brainwashed American syndrome where they've been raised in government schools and they've been inculcated to believe that, you know, the government is good and what they're doing is a just idea, and that, hey, we're just trying to get people to help out here. What's your problem, Jermaine? What's your deal, man? You don't like helping?
You know, the government is it's inefficient, and I think that it teaches people poor work skills. And I think that goes from any old government bureaucracy to all the way up to the military. I think that people spend a lot of time trying to avoid work in the bureaucratic sector, whereas in the private sector, it's not as easy to pull that trick off.
I don't think that's going to be persuasive to his coworkers there on that particular forum. They just may not be aware of what government is and what it does and how violent it is and how it threatens people. And you know, they may not be seeing the gun in the room, so to speak. Volunteering is great, okay? It's great. But once you put coercion into the picture, you no longer have a volunteer, you have a victim. And if you've got somebody who's been victimized in order to, work for some great cause, then you're not getting the best out of them. It's exactly what you're talking about, Mark. There's no incentive for these conscripts to do a good job at these so-called volunteer positions because they've been threatened in order to go work there. When you decide you want to go down to the soup kitchen on your own volition to help feed people or whatever it is that you want to do to volunteer for real, then you're motivated and inspired from the inside. You have decided to go out upon your own time and with your own money and help out fill-in-the-blank organization. That is going to result in you really caring about what it is that you're doing.
Right.
When the government says, join or we put you in a jail cell, that might just do a little bit, you know, a little number on your motivation factor. So, Jermaine, you've got a blog, right, or a website
yes.
that you're going to chronicle your progress on?
Everything will be put on my website as it comes out, everything from the blog to any videos. I actually have posted a video that can be found on my website, JermaineJustice.com.
Very cool. You know what I want to? I'm hoping we get a positive response from Target and they pull out of Service Nation. We don't have to do any boycotting. But if we do,
right.
You have suggested that you may even be willing to quit your job over this, and I think that's an amazing thing. And I think that
I have to take things seriously when the word mandatory is thrown around. I mean, if one organization mentions mandatory national service, I'm not just going to ignore that. I want to hear their say on it and know what exactly their position is.
I think that whatever it is you decide to do, we definitely want to keep in touch with you here on Free Talk Live and talk about it. Maybe we can somehow help you get more coverage. I don't know how effective we'll be at it because we've never done anything like this before. But
I was actually amazed when I was searching. I wrote that article and then I was searching for more and I found that I was pretty much the only person talking about this. So I was a little shocked.
Well, that's why it can be difficult to be that one person and that voice in the wilderness shouting out the truth while you're being shouted down by a bunch of people around you. And that's why we're going to be here to help amplify your voice, because it's just more persuasive as far as a story is concerned. The media that might be paying attention, that we may, you know, that we want to get to pay attention to this issue. It's more persuasive to have Jermaine, the Target employee, you know, the guy on the sales floor, actually speak geeking out and talking about this than to just have a couple of yahoos behind microphones. That would be us talking about it. So to that end, we're glad you're on board here, Jermaine, and keep up the good work. And I want to thank you for coming on Free Talk Live tonight.
Thank you, and I appreciate the help.
Yes, and congratulations on your courage to stand out and speak out, and as you say, be perhaps maybe the only one that is speaking out at this point within that one organization. Thank you, Jermaine, for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. We continue with your calls about what you want. Don is on the line listening to WFLA in Florida. Hello, Don.
How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I haven't read anything about what you're talking about right now. I just heard what you all were talking about.
Okay.
And as a... I'm 55. I'm a supervisor at a production plant. And I find that I don't agree with this up to the 42-year age thing, but I've often felt that there should be something for the 18 to 22-year age range just to help them get something started with a work ethic, because as Americans, we have the worst work ethic.
I think you're wrong there. I think Americans have a really great work ethic, as evidenced by our work week.
The young ones don't.
I understand, but young ones, you understand that people that are 50 have said that about people that are 18 as long as there have been people that are 50 and people that are 18.
But also I blame the government to some extent, because they raise these kids in their government schools, and they're the ones that are inculcating them with all the ideas in their heads. They're the ones that tell these kids that they're entitled to certain things. They're the ones that suggest that, well, you should get a job and be able to keep it forever. And so, you know, the longer you're at your job, the more likely you should get a raise just because you've been there a long time. There's all kinds of just bad ideas, anti-competitive ideas that these government schools foist on these youngsters. And you're talking about having government programs, essentially enslave them for a couple of years? Is that what you're talking about?
Well, it's just, I served in the military, and it changed me. It did a lot for me. And I was a bad apple when I was growing up, and it straightened me right out.
Let's talk about that. If you'll hold on, I'm going to hold you over, Don. We're going to bring you back to discuss this, because, Mark, you changed in your life as well. You had quite a changing experience that you need to tell him about. More coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WebEx.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Have you ever suffered from giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports is suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 6-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It'll prevent future problems and help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when taking Heart and Body Extract. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for 5 or 6 other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extra today. Call 1-866-295-5305. That's 1-866-295-5305. Or go to hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, the live Saturday edition. Toll-free number for you is 1-800-259-9231, especially if you are supporting the idea of national service or national slavery, as I like to call it. 1-800-259-9231. In short, the idea is to force all Americans between 18 and 42 to work for some government bureaucracy, allegedly of their choice, for 2 years of their lives. And I don't care if it's 1 year or a month, forcing people to do things against their will is anathema to freedom and liberty, and I cannot possibly support such an endeavor. But if you do, we want to hear from you, and of course your thoughts about whatever might happen to be on your mind at 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where the features are totally free. So if you want to help support Free Talk Live, then you can go shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Entering Amazon through that link will result in Free Talk Live getting a percentage of your purchase. And whatever it is that you buy, over 41 categories to shop in, including used items. Need to save a few bucks? Go used, and you'll still get the great brands that you trust. You'll get a great deal, and you'll help Free Talk Live all at the same time at amazon.freetalklive.com. As we continue discussing this concept of national service with Don in Florida, listening on WFLA. Now, Don, it sounds like, from what you've said so far, if I've understood you correctly at least, that you are in favor of this idea. You said you don't think it should go up to 42 as far as the age range is concerned, but you do like the idea of having young people forced to work for the government. And you made a comment about how you used to be in the military and that it was a life-changing experience for you. And I know Mark had something he wanted to say to that, but first, Don, are you still with us?
Yes.
Okay, good. Mark, go ahead.
Well, Don, I spent 9 years in prison in Florida, and, you know, I was a bad kid. Sound like it? You know, I mean, I spent some time in prison, and I found it really life-changing. I have heard, and as a matter of fact, out of my mouth have come the words that I think everybody should do at least 3 years in prison, because I felt like it really changed me. It taught me some things.
That's basically what he just said about the military
right.
Moments ago.
And, you know, looking back, Don, here's the thing that I want to ask. You know, I changed in prison, and I grew up. And I think that, you know, what is the magic thing that the military does, in your mind, that the rest of the world doesn't do, you know, the free marketplace, jobs, that kind of thing, for young people that caused you to grow up? What do they do different?
My dad tried real hard raising me.
Mm-hmm.
And I just didn't have the respect for him that I should have had. And once I went in the military, for whatever they did that made me get it, when I went home to him, I had the respect for him I didn't have before. And
did
I don't
you live
think
it,
it's
did
I don't
you
think
live
it's
with
so
your
much
dad?
What
I'm sorry.
The schools are doing, but you know, maybe you know, parents have never had an operating manual on how to raise a kid, and how to raise a kid right. And I mean, I dealt with that when I raised my kids. I didn't do it right either.
Well, how can you? You know, you try your best, and that's life.
Right. So, I mean, so you try your best and you don't do it, but if they can go off for a couple of years and do service for whatever, and I'm not saying that what they're proposing is right, but it might be an idea to expand upon. Just something.
Oh, trust me, they want to expand upon it. Let me give you.
I haven't seen a government program yet that doesn't expand.
Let me give you a quick example of how they plan on expanding, real quick, Don. What they want to do is they want to propose this voluntary national service, which means that you get to choose which bureaucracy to work for. And they want to expand that out to universal national service, which means that they just decide where to put you. That's how they want to expand it.
No, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
And I'm just saying that maybe the idea is right, but the way they're going about the way they want to go about doing it isn't quite right yet.
Now,
but it would be something that if it was discussed enough, they might be able to find the right way to do it. But as a supervisor, I should not have to devote 4 hours of my work day dealing with young people to get them where they should be when they walk in and apply for a job.
I agree with you that many young people, you know, teenagers, myself, they weren't ready. Now at 37, I feel like I'm a really great worker. But, you know, I think that what that is, that's a place in the marketplace for entry level jobs. I think that that's what McDonald's is for. Not that not everybody who works at McDonald's has entry level jobs, but that's what, you know, fast food, that's what grocery baggers, that's what that is for, is to teach those people that, look, you got to be to work on time. You can't be, you know, gabbing and trying not to work and all those things that, you know, pull your pants up for God's sake. You know, all those things that, young people need to learn in the workplace.
Yeah.
And I'll grant you that the military has the ability to enforce discipline in a way that the real world doesn't. If a young private decides he doesn't want to pull his pants up in the military, they'll throw him in the brig, whereas they'll just fire him in the workplace. But then at some point or another, he's going to learn, hey, you know, I keep getting fired, and I'm having trouble making ends meet here.
You know, I think a lot of the problems that we see with young people in the workplace, and my girlfriend is actually an assistant manager at Panera Bread, and so she deals with young people. I mean, their staff is mostly under the age of 23, so she deals with young people a lot. And many of these people are 19, 17 years old, and they're getting their very first job. I think that if we saw young people getting jobs at younger ages, they would be able to mature faster. But unfortunately, we've got these pesky government rules in the way of actually hiring anybody, in many cases, under the age of 16. Most businesses won't do it under the age of 16, and 14, of course, is the minimum age that anybody can work at.
Some states.
So I think being able to work at, you know, 8, 9, 10, 11, if parents are okay with it, I think that could do a lot to really get people seasoned and get them maturing faster. But, Don, I want to thank you for your input tonight, and thank you for the call at 1-800-259-9231. Do you support this idea? It sounded like Don was kind of wishy-washy on it. I like the idea of kids learning about life and all that, and I think it happens naturally. It certainly happened naturally for me, and I didn't have to go to the military for it. I didn't have to be forced to work for some government bureaucracy.
So Don and I disagree in that point. I think that people can find find the maturity they're looking for. Actually, they're not looking for. I think that young people can find the maturity that they need in the workplace, and ones that really want discipline that the military provides. I'm not exactly sure about that, but they can make the choice to join. And by the way, most military guys will say they don't want to fight alongside a draftee.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about here is choice.
Philosophically, though, what bothers me about this is that this country was founded on concepts of freedom and liberty and no standing army. By the way, I know it's shocking to you that this country seems like it's really all about the military, but in fact, our founding fathers said they didn't want a standing army. They found the standing army to be a dangerous thing. And
the Constitution specifies it should only be around for an army, it should only stay around for 2 years.
Yeah, that's what it says. And I think that, you know, Americans have forgotten the ideas of freedom and liberty. What they've really gotten into is this whole, empire building thing that this nation seems to be about. We have military men in 131 UN member states. We have 700 military bases plus worldwide. That's not what we should be doing. Our military should be at home. And I'm not an isolationist. I don't want to make it seem like that. I think that our businessmen and women should be around the world doing business everywhere. I don't think that you should be in your backyard growing corn for the impending food crisis, unless you want to. I've grown a little stuff out of my house. I think it's a great idea. But, you know, I think that our military shouldn't be enforcing what we want on other countries.
Let's continue to hear your thoughts on national service or whatever's on your mind. Let's go to Steve in Montana listening to KGEZ. Hello, Steve.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Steve?
Well, sounds like what you're talking about is a bad idea, but
I haven't
heard much in the way of details about how it would work.
Well, that's what they're gonna. That's what they're trying to work out, actually. And as we mentioned, there's a bunch of these organizations, Target, Time Magazine, and a few others that are going to be gathering together for a summit on national service coming
up
on September
11th. Right. So at this point, all we have to look at is the National Service Act by Charles Rangel, and you know these things can get changed in the House, and they're having the summit. Likely, they could change some things there too. I'm sure Charlie would switch things up in order to get what he wanted.
Some of the proposals.
So it's really just a hazy picture at this point.
But I can give you some of their proposals. What some of the things they're talking about doing. They are talking about should people get paid? You know, they're trying to decide whether or not the only compensation should be room and board, you know, like the slaves used to have, or if they should give them some sort of stipend, or if there should be some sort of college money, or if the other thing they're trying to decide is the different ways the program will work as far as, you know, whether youngsters will be forced to do national service prior to their graduation of high school, or whether they'll be forced to do national service right after graduating from high school. But certainly for the adults, up to the age 42, I would guess it would probably be administered in a similar way to the draft. The Selective Service Organization already exists. They've already kind of got their program up and running, and it would just be a matter of expanding that and calling people in and ordering them into this so-called service. But, yes, right now getting the details is relatively difficult.
I mean, if you were actually going to have all of these people serve 2 years and not pay them, you'd have to put them up, give them room and board. I mean,
like AmeriCorps or whatever.
Right. Whatever it is that they're going to do, they're going to just print money out and they're going to tax all of us to pay for this. So it doesn't matter if they pay them or not. Either way, everyone's going to have to pay for this via taxes, and it's just a bad, bad scene. Thanks for the call, dude. More coming up. Hour two is on the way. You can bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.